6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, the 9th day of May, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. And, of course, the latest and greatest is the White House is calling for peace. All those Roe v. Wade protesters apparently have hit a nerve, and it looks like the blowback from the pro-abortionist is getting crazier by the minute. And so after protesting in front of the Supreme Court justices' homes over the weekend, my understanding was is they got a bunch of those dry cleaning hangers, you know, that are plain with the paper on them, and put all sorts of slogans and stuff and went around hanging them on everybody's doors and whatnot. So they just don't know when to quit. Half of them, I don't even think, read the bloody opinion, which was leaked. And they're going to get to the bottom of this. And I would venture to say one of the law clerks for the liberal justices, it could have been Sotomayor, Jackson, Breyer, could have been any one of them, you know, says, oh, but I would think Sotomayor or Jackson, one of those two. So you've got probably at least a half a dozen law clerks out there that are now being looked at. Interesting the way that works. But the White House in the meantime, and we're talking about Peppermint Patty, you know, the press secretary that likes to talk out the side of her mouth like a used car salesman. Yeah, that one. She's the one who basically said, well, you know, the Supreme Court has a hard job to do, so let them do their job and just leave them alone and let's not protest. Let's not get crazy. Yeah, we don't need another weapon of mass distraction because that's exactly what's going on. It is a weapon of mass distraction, and it's, you know, when, once we get down and dirty in the trenches on this stuff, in the discussions we have on our show, 844-769-2944, the number to call. And we're going to be spending this hour just going kind of combing through news stories, determining whether or not it's propaganda, whether or not it's tainted, slanted, whatever the case may be, or it's basically part of a PSYOPs program by Tavistock. I was just talking to my Florida radio show host, as a matter of fact, and he told me all about the Tavistock Institute. He actually attended one of their classes in England, where 26 of them sat around in a room and four speakers from Tavistock got up there and just sat there and said nothing the entire time they were in the room. And after about an hour or so, they got up and left all 20 some odd of them sitting there in the auditorium. No food, no water, no nothing. And they start talking and asking questions. Then about a couple hours later, the same four come in, sit down, and one of them says something totally off the wall, unrelated to the topics of conversation. And they all start laughing, and then they all four of them get up and walk out of the room again. And, of course, all of these individuals sitting there who paid to take this class are going, hey, what? Where's the discussion? Where's the diatribe? See, they're talking with each other because the four people who are directing the seminar aren't there. They got up, walked out, and left these people sitting in the room for a few more hours. And they were all the subject of conversation amongst those in the audience turned to, well, you know, anybody who gets up and leaves is going to be flunked. They're going to fail the course. They're going to fail the class. What are we going to do? So you see, after several more hours of this, four people entering the room and then saying something off the wall and getting up and leaving these individuals, they're getting a little pissed off and tired and hungry. And so they all elected, after much, much conversation, they all elected to get up and just flat out walk out, all of them, en masse, decided, let's all get up and walk out. What are they going to do, flunk us all? And after they all got up en masse, after 8 or so hours of sitting there, jibber-jabbering amongst themselves, all of them were informed, you passed. This was a lesson in PSYOPs, in social manipulation, behavioral modification, and programming to get the collective to capitulate. This is exactly what is going on in the world today. Thank you, Tavistock. Now we know who you are. And I'm, of course, going to bring this up in Myrtle Beach this Saturday when I'm on stage talking about how left-wing media has destroyed America. It's not just the left-wing media, too. It's whatever influence Tavistock has, be it John Birch, Heritage Foundation, or whatever the case may be. We have some interesting guests this week. Jeffrey Doherty, the Christian whistleblower, is going to be on with us in our second hour of the show today. Tomorrow, Ed McCabe from Oxygen America Products at the Power Mall will be on joining us. Dr. Edward Group will be with us on Wednesday. They're the ones that have the supercharged C60. We're trying to get David Herreen back for Thursday. As Friday, it's going to be a day in Myrtle Beach, day one of the Reawaken America tour with Clay Clark. We are supposed to be, as I've been told, streaming the event live so you can listen to what is going on there. The event normally starts at 9 a.m. Eastern with Pledge of Allegiance and all that other good stuff. And then all the guests start coming out. You get a chance to hear it when our previous show for Thursday is not playing. And, of course, Saturday I'm going to take to the stage to talk about all this good stuff, sharing the stage with the likes of General Michael Flynn and Eric Trump. So it should be an interesting weekend. We will also have a media booth there, and we will be promoting the Power Hour heavily, attempting to recruit more interesting guests for you. I'd love to get the gentleman that puts out the Z-Stack, Victor or Vladimir Zelenko, and get him on the show. This guy is one of the frontline doctors. There are several I want to talk to. I want to get David Martin on the show as well. These are people that have actually gone in, deep dived into what's going on, and can spell out what's exactly happening. I think a majority of America's frontline doctors now agree that there is a nefarious objective here. And the nefarious objective is to depopulate the United States of America. For those of you who, they wouldn't do a thing like that. Why would they do a thing like that? Well, because the elitists think that we have too many people in the world. They've subscribed to Paul and Ann Ehrlich's The Population Bomb of the 60s and decided that 7 billion people is too much. China's already got a head start on them, locking people in and starving them, claiming we have another pandemic. And now we have all these plants burning down. You know, I was wondering whether or not that's an accident or whether it's deliberate. Also, at the Power Mall, if you haven't stocked up, this is a good time to do it because we have Silver Botanicals, Oxygen America Products, and Global Healing Products 10% off this week at the Power Mall. And if you're a team member, level 2 or 3, you get additional discounts. And we've got a closeout sale on iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, and zinc, and high sorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally. They're going to be on closeout as well. Most of these I just read are 50% off. Our contact form on thepowerhour.com is having issues, is temporarily disabled. You can email us directly at support@thepowerhour.com. Also, calcium bentonite clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing by Perrier. This is another book that's coming out. We're doing pre-orders on that book right now, talking about the uses of the calcium bentonite clays. And we have the We the People Are Pissed Off Power Hour t-shirts now on sale at the Power Mall as well. Representation of all our collective voices being raised for all the universe to hear that we are truth seekers. If your radio station is not carrying the Power Hour, they should be. Reach out and touch someone. Put them in touch with us at support@thepowerhour.com. And if you're a small business and you want to advertise on the Power Hour, use that same email address, support@thepowerhour.com, and let us know. We always appreciate it when you see the little banner pop up that says, buy me a coffee. Yeah, when you click on that or become a team player, it helps keep us on the air. You can also call Power Hour J at 877-817-9829 and make a promotion or a donation that way. And, of course, if you join as level 3, we will promote you on the air by name if you so choose. Last week, we had an anonymous donor donate $500 to the cause. We appreciate that. Moving on to world news, the U.S. government diverts military equipment and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. The famine in Afghanistan has become so dire, some people are engaging in organ harvesting and human trafficking to survive, according to the latest quarterly report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGAR. You know, it's really amazing. We go in there and we trash a country, and then who's paying for this? The number of people in need of humanitarian assistance increased to 24.4 million this year from 18.4 million a year ago. That's a lot. The UN declared a humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan last December. You see, when things were stable over there and we were in Bagram Air Base, everything was fine. But as soon as Uncle Joe, Scarecrow, took office, everything went to hell in a handbasket. 13 soldiers died that didn't need to. Americans are not going to forget that, and I sure hope they don't. Because this, going into Ukraine, which is exactly what the warmongers want to do, the war pigs, as Black Sabbath would refer to them as, the Almighty will deal with them, but in the meantime, we have to put up with them. So the whole idea is, this is what you have a telephone for, is to contact your congressman and or senator and or both and tell them, hey, enough of this nonsense of going over there. We have enough problems in our own country. Why don't you take the speck out of your own eye before you take it out of your brother's? Sayeth the word of God. It's just the way it is. I think they're trying to starve as many people as they can. And I mean, if they're doing organ harvesting and human trafficking, it makes me wonder, when's cannibalism going to start? This is what people do when they run out of food. They kill each other. China's technocracy is in full bloom, by the way. Packs of drones are now hunting humans. The faux cover for advanced drones that can fly and hunt in packs is that they will be used in rescue operations, but there is no technology in China that has not ultimately been used for warfare or suppression of their own citizens, because these drones can easily be fitted with explosives or other weapons capable of disabling or killing their target. An explosion at a luxury Havana hotel, apparently caused by a natural gas leak, has killed 22 people, including a child, and injured dozens when it blew away the outer walls from a luxury hotel in the heart of Havana. No tourists were staying at the 96-room Hotel Saratoga. It was undergoing renovations. It's not a bomber attack. It's just a tragic accident, according to President Miguel Diaz-Canel, who visited the site. And good news for those of you in Northern Ireland, Sinn Féin. Now, I want to talk to you about Sinn Féin for a minute, because I know people that are members of Sinn Féin. They seek unification of Ireland. You need to know that. This is what their purpose is. And I've talked to members of Sinn Féin, and they've told me they want a new Ireland. They want the Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland as one. They don't want division. They're trying to put it back. Well, guess what? Last week, Sinn Féin secured 27 of the Assembly's 90 seats, giving them a majority for the first time since 1921. The centrist Alliance Party, which doesn't identify as either nationalist or unionist, saw a huge surge in support and was set to become the other big winner in the vote, claiming 17 of those seats. The Democratic Unionist Party captured 24 seats, but when you combine Sinn Féin with the Alliance Party, the Unionist Party is outnumbered. They are sick and tired of the unions in Ireland, especially Northern Ireland, which is where this all went down. So Sinn Féin is now reigning in a new era with their historic victory in the Northern Ireland election. All this, of course, post-Brexit. Meanwhile, the United States, the European Union, the group of seven G7 allies agreed to impose fresh sanctions against Russia right before Victory Day was going to be declared. Yeah, that celebrates the defeat of Nazi Germany during World War II. On May 8th, Scarecrow participated in a virtual conference with G7 leaders and Ukrainian president porn star Volodymyr. According to the White House. Yeah, I love it when they put the White House. According to the White House. You know, I didn't know White Houses could talk. Apparently, they must be referring to Peppermint Patty. I don't know how a house could talk, but, you know, this is what the press does, because that way they keep their sources anonymous. So this is what I would consider propaganda, folks. The sanctions, not so much, but the commentary surrounding the sanctions, BS. Now, obviously, because we're on live radio across the country, we can't say the other word for BS, but you know where I'm going with that. Here's another interesting take. Just when we thought that it was safe to go back into the grocery store, an unprecedented bird flu epidemic is now ripping through Canada. H5N1 avian influenza is circulating both wild and domestic flocks across North America. According to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, poultry and egg producers in Canada have lost more than 1.7 million birds. Now, what's that going to do? Shrink the food supply. Alberta, Canada. 900,000 birds dead, 23 farms affected. Ontario, the second hardest hit with 23 affected farms and 425,000 birds dead. The outbreaks of the virus have turned up now in every province except for Prince Edward Island. Across the country, farmers are being encouraged to keep their birds indoors, restrict visitors, ramp up biosecurity measures to help halt the spread. Yeah, see, the elite have to eat too. They got to have something to eat. I mean, can't you imagine the Canadian Parliament descending upon each other and killing each other and turning into cannibals? I don't see that coming, folks. They're going to figure out a way to feed themselves, and to hell with everybody else. This is how elitist socialist governments work. One step away from Nazism. In U.S. news, sometimes we can call it U-Snooze. That's what I used to call U-Snooze and World Report. Remember that magazine? Radical abortion activists are gathering. Now they've stooped so low that they're gathering outside Supreme Court justices' homes as if the Supreme Court justices should reverse themselves. And they're chanting things like, pro-life is a lie if you don't care if people die. You don't care if people die. Pro-life is a lie. You don't care if people die. What do you think that taking an innocent fetus out of the womb is? Really? Well, that's one person that isn't going to get born, right? Remember what the Bible says about the more part of them not knew why they were come together? I bet most of these people have only heard magpie bunk out of the leftists. Maybe some of that came from Tavistock. We don't know. They're pretty sneaky about the way they get that out there and the way they manipulate people. It's all behavior mod, and both sides of the coin have been well-oiled by Tavistock and others. The left-wing media and the right-wing media are playing us like a fiddle. So this is why we have to discern what it is we're reading and whether or not it's BS or whether or not it's fact, and whether or not we need to deep dive into the information to see whether or not it's BS or whether or not it's fact. Analysis of cell phone records performed by an election intelligence group shows that thousands of fraudulent ballots were deposited in mail-in drop boxes during the 2020 election, according to Dinesh D'Souza, director and the writer of the documentary 2000 Mules. We are going to be putting some stuff as of May 7, which was yesterday. You can watch 2000 Mules online. We're going to give you a link to that. Michigan police, by the way, seized voting machines during investigation into possible election breaches. They took custody of one of the machines as the state is expanding its investigation into what is described as possible unauthorized access to election equipment. The state police was involved with Michigan Attorney General. This machine was in Irving Township, the voting tabulator. And, of course, they used a search warrant. So this is fairly official. And you wonder about all of these people that are losing interest in the Democratic Party, including Hispanic population. The women, not so much as the men. But understand, when the women start seeing all of their benefits drop off, this is where things change. But the support of Hispanic voters at the midterms later this year could be extremely instrumental in turning the tide of these liberal policies. Let me tell you, the conservative Hispanic group, the Quinnipiac poll, 26% of Hispanic survey participants approved of Scarecrow's job performance, the lowest approval rating of any demographic group. Epic Times, by the way, spoke to Santiago Avila, National Vice Chairman of the Republican National Hispanic Assembly, who offered a number of reasons why support among Hispanic voters is plummeting. Most of them have historically registered as Democrats, and now they're changing. Well, there's a reason for that, too. It's the high and mighty elitist tyranny. See, what they do is they ship the policy. They ship the goalpost. They move the goalpost around, ship things back and forth, let more illegal immigrants come across the border. That's turning counties red in South Texas and other places along the border. People who traditionally voted Democrats feel like they've been kicked in the butt. So what do? Well, I'm going to vote Republican. You see, now when somebody gets in the White House that's Republican, now they're all going to rally and turn around, and something's going to give them an excuse to go, screw this, next time I'm going to vote Democrat. You see, this is exactly what the Tavistock Institute does in manipulating people. They manipulate the media. They manipulate the government. I mean, even Jimmy Carter was manipulated in courses he took from Admiral Hyman Rickover in Annapolis when he attended there. He went through a whole series of brainwashing. That's why they picked him for president. You saw where that went. So when you look at all of the stuff that's going on here and how we're kind of caught in the middle of this stuff, what matters is whether we can sift through the propaganda or not. We will have more news and your calls after this short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, May 9th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. More news, of course, in your phone calls, 844-769-2944, if anything you have to add. The FBI, by the way, is trying to cover its own tracks. House Republican lawmakers say that whistleblowers have come forward to allege the FBI is trying to terminate Bureau employees who were at that January 6th rally. The employees didn't enter the U.S. Capitol, haven't been charged with any crime, but are allegedly still being fired, according to the House Judiciary GOP, wrote in a Twitter post, citing unnamed whistleblowers at the Bureau. You got to wonder, what's going on with this? Are you trying to cover up and get rid of witnesses? I don't know. The court filing, according to January 6th defense attorneys, suggests an entrapment operation run against the Oath Keepers by a highly coordinated group. They're seeking to identify, and we're talking about the defense attorneys here for this group, and they want to investigate 80 suspicious actors and material witnesses, some of whom allegedly ran an entrapment operation against the Oath Keepers January 6th, trying to get to the bottom of this. All of this following, of course, the alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Two men were acquitted of that, hung jury on the charges against the other two defendants. The jury in that case was allowed to consider the FBI entrapment as a defense. Well, that worked, didn't it? And speaking of January 6th, there's an Indiana man out there, 33-year-old Cash Kelly of Hammond, Indiana. He was sentenced for conspiracy with intent to distribute cocaine and marijuana when he was a Latin King gang member in Chicago. And, of course, he was there on January 6th at the Capitol. And because of that, he got a little bit stiffer sentence in his January 6th deal because of his drug charge. So the judge decided to punish him two times, according to Mr. Kelly. Elon Musk's mom, by the way, don't know if you've seen this, criticized the New York Times article on her son's white privilege growing up in South Africa. You know, she's a fashion model, of course, as you know, or was. And Musk, of course, and Twitter were sued by a Florida pension fund seeking to delay the $44 billion takeover. The complaint claims that Delaware law prohibits a quick takeover because Musk has agreements with other big Twitter shareholders to support the buyout, including Twitter founder Jack Dorsey and Musk financial advisor Morgan Stanley. Dorsey owns 2.4% of Twitter shares, while Morgan Stanley owns about 8.8%. Musk has over 9%. He became an interested stockholder. His takeover bid requires a delay, according to the lawsuit. We'll see how far that goes. Understand, too, that Musk has put Twitter employees on notice. You want to talk about cancel culture? Yeah, it's kind of interesting. When you look at all of what is going on behind the scenes, you know, we have employees at Twitter threatening to quit. Musk is like, go ahead, make my day. One of those things. He didn't care. Sit there and ballyhoo and boo and hiss all you want. Doesn't make any difference when you're a billionaire like he is. You just find yourself out of a job. And remember, if you quit, you can't draw unemployment. Remember that. A Texas group is celebrating a big win in their fight to block what they consider harmful sex education lessons in some Corpus Christi schools. Bittersweet victory, according to parents, though, with the Nueces County Chapter of County Citizens Defending Freedom. That's because a local nonprofit receives $412,208 a year through a two-year federal grant to persuade school districts throughout five South Texas counties to adopt Making Proud Choices, their curriculum. Yeah. And what would that be? The stated goal is to cut down on teen pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections. And so we're going to give these five school districts $412,000 a year to teach children abstention. Wow. They're claiming, the watchdog group says, the real goal is motivated by a global movement by the sexual left to sexualize children and change what's accepted as normal sexual behavior by targeting the young in the U.S. and around the world. You see, we all knew this according to the Bible, what was going to start happening. Men would sleep with men. Women would sleep with women. We already knew all that. Adam and Eve becomes Adam and Steve. So, you know, I mean, this is what they do. This is how the devil works. This is how Satan works when he twists things and gets people to start thinking all about themselves. That's why we have the iPhone, which they should call the me phone. Me, 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 me. Yeah, it's all about me. That's why Toby Keith wrote that song, I Want to Talk About Me. Yeah. It's all about me. It's about me. I have gender identity issues. I can't tell my parents. My school teachers tell me they'll lock me in a closet where I can dress up and play with myself. This is the kind of crap that the schools, public fool, I call them. This is one of the reasons why we have all these moms going, you know what? I think I'm going to homeschool my kid. That's exactly why. Governor Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, signed a $1.2 billion tax relief bill to help Floridians, especially families with kids, fighting what he called Biden inflation or Bidenflation headwinds. It's actually the largest tax relief in the history of the state of Florida, DeSantis said, in Ocala, dwarfed by a wall of disposable diapers and surrounded by families with small children. Don't know if you know this or not, but we do have a formula shortage out there. That stuff is expensive, I've been told, from what it was. I mean, you know, spending for a small jar like $12 to $15 for a little can of formula powder you mix with water. You know, that stuff adds to the inflationary spiral. And Florida, of course, does not have a state income tax, and neither does Texas. So they have a bunch of tax holidays, which is going to make an impact to help mitigate the harm been caused by the inflationary spiral, according to the governor. And, of course, Peter Bregan, who we've had on the show before, Dr. Peter Bregan, is claiming that the global kidnapping of American medicine has turned hospitals into killing fields. Dr. Peter, I beat you to it. I already said that hospitals were death camps. We've known this for quite a while. It's imperative, according to Bregan, though, for Americans to recognize global technocracy is the clear and present danger to all of society. According to Technocracy News, the clock is ticking. This is only a first wave of attacks, according to Bregan, in a larger coup to launch the Great Reset by 2030. Terror campaigns, bullying, arbitrary and ever-changing orders coming from the World Health Organization. Folks, we got to stop that. They cannot take over pandemic control. this Gabracius, whoever this moron is that's running WHO, he's taking his cues from the world elite, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, who, by the way, is also a member of the Committee of 300, along with most of the other major leaders, including Charles and Camilla, believe it or not. I was reading a very long list of those who are being influenced by the Tavistock Institute. They're all in on it. Any major leader from any major European nation is probably involved. And by the way, for those of you who are wondering about all these protests going on out in front of Supreme Court justices' homes, Clarence Thomas last week defended a judicial independence, arguing government institutions mustn't allow themselves to be strong-armed into delivering outcomes that people demand. Because if we were going to listen to the minority, we don't have the kind of government that the Constitution claims we have. And see, democracy, this is the bunk that they try to put here, majority rules. The real bunk is that if the Constitution says one thing, and the minority comes out and says something totally different, and you analyze the minority's platform and their philosophies, and they tend to be rather Marxist in nature, that's not the kind of system that belongs in America, and we have to stop it. We have to stomp it out. What gives us the authority to do that? The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And for those, I mean, I'm not even going to go into the Magna Carta or any of that. I mean, this is really not... The appropriate document is the U.S. Constitution, and I, you know, this Article 5 thing that's going on right now is going to be one of these things that is going to give the world's elite the opportunity to come in and redo the U.S. Constitution to their own liking. And you see, if the money that they have that's being distributed throughout society, paying media to report fake news and all this other gobbledygook and put propaganda out that we the people digest as our daily pabulum, and we buy into this garbage, we are going to be in a world of hurt if Article 5 is allowed to open up and we don't have control. We lose control because the elite have money and the elite throw what they want into the mix. You feel like you're driving around in a Mixmaster, like in Houston. You ever been in their Mixmaster? I'm talking about their concrete jungles. That's why they have traffic problems in all the major cities, folks. That's nothing compared to the traffic problem we are going to have if that Article 5 is allowed to open up. And the elite are allowed to step in and control what's going on and buy off people with their money. You see, here's the thing they don't get. All these people out there in the media, they don't need them. If you read 1984, apparently a lot of the media is not real tuned in. You know, there's only one speaker out of the Ministry of Truth, remember? One person. All the media is taken over by one person. Oceania, all of that is one person. We don't need all these talking puppets, these talking heads out there. They don't realize they're all going to be eliminated, whether they're members of CFR or not, when the elitists take over. All these media moguls and media people, we call them talking heads. They're going to be eliminated. They're going to take them out and back and execute them. They don't need them anymore. They got one person sitting there doing all this. Why do they need them? You have a different idea about it? 844-769-2944. I'm just thinking outside the box here. A bill that would put driver's licenses in the wallets of illegal immigrants has been approved by the Massachusetts Senate. Well, there's one state you might want not want to live in now. Massachusetts Bay County, what the hell happened to you? 32-8 vote propelled the bill is enough to override a veto by Republican Governor Charlie Baker, who has rejected several similar measures in the past. He's expressed worry that fake documents are going to be used to obtain driver's licenses in Massachusetts. But what does it matter when you have a legislature that can override his veto? So all the illegals would be flocking to Massachusetts. You folks up there in the Bay Colony, the Bay State, you're going to have your hands full. PR giant firm, this is a multinational PR firm, Zeno, whose blue chip clients include brands like Coca-Cola and Starbucks, has responded to reports it was advising clients to stay neutral on the Roe v. Wade leaked opinion. Jason Morley, senior VP of the Zeno Group, shared a statement with the Epoch Times on behalf of Zeno. indicating the PR firm's guidance to staff and clients has been misconstrued by some as telling clients to stay silent. It's simply not true. It doesn't accurately represent our point of view, according to Morley. You see, now, where's Morley getting his marching orders from? You know, he's telling all the woke corporations a thing or two, right? And what is with Donald Trump backing Republican Senate candidate Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania? Dr. Oz has led an enormously successful career on TV. Now he's running to save our country just like I do, Trump said in a speech on May 6th. Dr. Oz is a man who truly believes in Make America Great Again in the MAGA movement. See, it's all about the movement. Remember what I said about voting for the person, not the party? You might want to check his opponent, McCormick, another rhino. If they can't go in and use Christian conservative platform, because MAGA is a slogan, Make America Great Again. I thought America was already great. Why did I have to make it great again was already great. We just have to get the rhinos and the bunk, the wheat from the chaff, you know what I mean? That's what you do when you go to the polls, is you get rid of the wheat from the chaff. You get all the healthy ones that vote the right way, that really have your interest at heart. That's why you vote for the person, not the party. But everybody's all, oh, we're afraid. We're afraid. We're afraid if we don't stick with a major party that they'll put the wrong person in. Oh, my God, what are we going to do if they put the wrong person in? Yeah. You see, that's why we have a two-party system that's really a one-party system, is because, see, they've got us all manipulated to pull us in opposite directions. So if one party does something that the voters don't like, they vote the opposite way, and vice versa. Yeah, people like Tavistock and all of its controls, the Committee of 300, the Club of Rome, yeah, they all pull us in opposite directions, and they're what's causing the divisiveness in American politics. And by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, for those of you who love the Georgia congresswoman, guess what? She is qualified to be a candidate and is going to remain on the ballot. Remember, they had a bunch of left-wing activists came into court and started in on all of the fact that she's a 14th Amendment, you know, the 14th, all this other. They came in with, what, 50 articles, 50 newspaper articles, claiming that she was involved on help plan the attack on January 6th. And the judge is like, where are you getting your information from? You see, there's propaganda for you. By the way, those of you who liked Urban Cowboy will be sad to hear that Mickey Gilley died over the weekend at age 86. He's the one that opened up the Western, or helped the wave of Western-themed night spots open up. He died Saturday in Branson, Missouri, where he helped run the Mickey Gilley Grand Shanghai Theater. He was in failing health over the last week, surrounded by friends and family when he went 86 years old. Peppermint Patty is going to MSNBC or MSDNC or whatever you want to call it. May 13th is her last day. Hey! Don't have to see her ugly mug anymore. And guess who's going to take over? Karine Jean-Pierre. Yeah, there's some diversity for you. And what does Scarecrow say? Karine not only brings experience, talent, and integrity needed for the difficult job, she's going to continue to lead the way in communicating about the work of the Biden-Harris administration. I'm in a little fire, Scarecrow. Nah, you really think? Yeah. Claiming Psaki has set the standard for returning decency, respect, and decorum to the White House briefing room. Really? Thanking her for raising the bar? Really? Communicating directly and truthfully? Really? There's a little spin for you. See, you're already picking that out as propaganda, right? Meanwhile, a federal judge, U.S. District Judge Ken Wetherill, denied the motion filed by the U.S. Department of Justice to dismiss Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody's case filed last year over this catch and release of undocumented immigrants. That case is now going to move forward, believe it or not. And here's an interesting take about why Rhino Mitch needs to leave. I'm talking about McConnell. You know I'm talking about. This guy is too old for the job. He needs to go. Here's what he's going to say. If that doesn't prick your heart and ears, he said a nationwide ban on abortion is a possibility if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. It was suggested after the draft opinion against the landmark 73 decision. If the leaked opinion became final, legislative bodies, not only at the state level, but federal level, certainly could legislate in that area. And if this were the final decision, it was the point it should be resolved one way or another in the legislative process. So, yeah, it's possible. We can make this a nationwide ban on abortion. How does that grab you? I don't see anybody parading around out in front of Mitch McConnell's house. Like I said, you voters in Kentucky have every opportunity to vote him out in November. Question is, you going to do it? Maybe he's not running in November. Who knows? He's going to have to leave office at some point in time. Watch all those senators that are running and really evaluate their situation, especially if you're in a state that is going to be casting votes for new senators. We have to shift the balance of power and get Chucky out of the Senate majority seat. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Okay. How are you, Dave?
Doing fine. What's going on? What's in your world?
Over the weekend, I heard a broadcaster play a lot of clips from Merrick Garland and announcing this some kind of new thing about environmental justice. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's like, it's just bad. But anyway, you know,
well,
it's
how bad is it? I mean, is it like another shift on climate change?
Yeah, it's about climate change. It's about, you know, things that I know some of the clips are really stressing how climate change hurts minorities and, you know, they don't differentiate between climate change and pollution. But anyway, you know, but they were, I think the worst environmental pollution comes from the DOD and all the things that, you know, their bases, a lot of times they just dump fuel and other toxins on the ground at the bases, and they've been called on that, and I don't think they're doing it as much, but
well, let's not forget the chemtrails.
Chemtrails, the bombs. They do a lot of environmental damage in other countries, you know. But anyway, so, and since our Congress hasn't seen a war it doesn't like, I would say the biggest
yeah,
environmental
for sure.
polluters are Congress.
Well, you know, that's a good point you make. You know, environmental polluters. Yeah, it's their political opinion that shape everything for the rest of us and what the outcome is. And when you have, you know, centralized agencies around the world telling our Congress people how to vote, what to do, what to say, you know, it puts us in a real world of hurt. And this is where we basically have to stand up and say, no, we're going to do whatever we want. If we understand what we can do to contribute to environmental safety, like not just dumping oil and gasoline on the ground, but putting it in a proper container or recycling it. You know, but the thing is that we have enough of a solution to our fossil fuel issue and opening up Keystone again and making the country great while we figure out what a real solution is the Democrats don't have. But again,
well, the solution to that is running on water, and they're just
there you go.
That.
Well, there you go. Of course they are. Yeah, the oil companies are making a lot of money off of that. We know it.
Yeah. I wonder how much the makers of military armaments are getting away with on their pollution end, because you know some of that stuff, you know, has got to be.
Yeah, I want to know how many of these military defense contractors that you just brought up are actually donating money in the form of political PACs to these congressmen to get what they want, which is contracts.
Are you sure, Dave? Do you think that really goes on?
You know, it all work, all kind of works in tandem, and it all seems to work against we the people. And this is the thing. I don't know. We've been lulled into a false sense of insecurity, and everybody, like I said, is fearful. We still have people that literally are buying into all the gobbledygook about COVID and the fact, you know, with all of these things going on, the FDA is now saying, well, looks like we're just going to have to treat this like the flu now.
Treat you know, COVID I wish like some, the flu. Some cartoonist would really make a running cartoon featuring the different people in office in Congress, and but always dress them in the suits like the race car drivers wears with their who's giving them the most money.
There you go. I like that.
Okay,
that was from Man of the Year. You know, that's where he says we ought to just wear those racing jackets with emblems all so they know who donated money. Well, I get that. Appreciate it, Sherry. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
We're coming up to the break. Jeffrey Doherty, the Christian whistleblower, is going to be joining us in the top of the next hour. And, of course, we're going to be talking about Daniel the prophet, the Mandela effect, and the Antichrist. Should be something interesting to listen to. Test your religious or spiritual forays. We will be back with Mr. Doherty after this break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.